It's really funny. We keep, like, I keep doing interviews on, you know, on the phone while we're traveling, and people are like, how do you feel about your recent success? I was like,
Singer-songwriter Nathaniel Rateliff might not be completely on board yet with the idea that he's a professional success, but his latest album, In Memory of Loss, has already been a success of another type. He wrote a lot of it to the woman who is now his wife. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Russ Boris here. Nathaniel Rateliff grew up in rural Missouri, and he started playing music when he was just a little kid, picking up the drums when he was 7 and the guitar when he was 13. At 17, Nathaniel moved to Denver and started working at a trucking company with his bandmate Joseph Pope while he honed his musical skills. Nathaniel developed a following in the Denver music scene, and over time, he's earned himself some praise from the national press, too. His new album, In Memory of Loss, is out on the Roots powerhouse Rounder Records, and Nathaniel told FUV's Claudia Marshall about how his life has changed.
You say you haven't seen the success of this record that everybody keeps saying, oh, congratulations, so successful. But I can think of at least two potential measures. You know, one is, obviously, if you wrote songs to Wool Woman and you married her, that's one.
Right?
Like, what could be better than that? The other one is, do you still have the day job at the trucking company?
No, I quit.
See?
So that's good.
Because you were working at the trucking company for what, like?
9 years.
9 years.
Joseph worked at the same one as me for a while, and then he had moved to another trucking company and also...
I was there for seven years.
Now, when you tell people you work for a trucking company, they sort of assume you're a driver, but you were like doing dock work, right?
Dock work and then working in the yard moving trailers.
Okay. So in other words, if the music thing doesn't work out...
Maybe it too tired to wait, will rub your eyes. Rub your eyes. Could try to tell you what it is. Well, it's more than I. Well, it's more than I. We got them off the ground again. We're gonna wait till the sun lets us in. We got along fine without any friends. We got along right to think about it.
I went to look up the lyrics, and they're not in the record, and they're not on your website.
I'm working on that. I try to put them in the record, and there's just kind of a misunderstanding, so... I was like trying to put it all together at the last minute. It didn't work out, so.
There's some artists who don't want to put their lyrics in the records because they want you to listen harder.
Yeah, but I think I like it when there are lyrics because I'd like people to know the right words instead of the wrong ones. You know, like the song that you sang along to for years and then you finally figure out that you were singing it wrong that whole
time.
Isn't
that embarrassing when that happens sometimes? Especially if you're singing it really, really loud.
I was right. Man, the sharpest of all them, hoping to be there in it good. I was a bum rush, it pardoned self-lust. It wasn't always understood. I was a comb man. Home every shoreline. I wanted to damage just a few. Hoping a diamond won't be swift and carry us away. And they'll carry us away.
That's Nathaniel Rateliff, live with Breakman and Boyle and Fight. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.